This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. That quote attributed to Sir Winston Churchill might be a good way of describing Randy Bunnell and the many other selfless volunteers who support our rural communities. Randy's community service earned him a nomination as an Ag Hero for the Kansas Department of Agriculture's 2020 Ag Growth Summit. It's today's Kansas Profile. Randy Bunnell grew up on a farm in southern Anderson County. He earned a B.S. in agricultural education at K-State and a master's degree the following year. He also met his wife, Betsy, who was majoring in elementary education. They would move back to his family farm. "She started teaching and I started farming," Randy said. Randy and Betsy got involved with the Kansas Farm Bureau Young Farmer and Rancher Committee. Today, Betsy is a reading recovery teacher and a half-time assistant principal at the school in Garnett. As a third-generation farmer, Randy oversees the Bunnell farming operation, which now includes row crops of corn, wheat, soybeans, and putting up hay for his 75-head cow-calf herd. The nomination form for Randy stated, "His farming is a 365-day-per-year calling for him." Rural communities, by their nature, do not have big city budgets. They depend on the work of volunteers. Those volunteers may serve on the fire department, work as township trustees, assist with church functions, volunteer with the Pride Committee, maintain the country cemetery, or otherwise provide valuable service for their neighbors in their community, often with minimal or no compensation whatsoever. Randy Bunnell recognized the importance of such volunteer service. His father had served on a couple of boards, and Randy followed that example. Randy now serves on the Four Rivers Rural Electric Co-op Board of Directors. He has completed courses for National Rural Electric Cooperative Association certification of Credentialed Cooperative Director, Board Leadership, and the Director Gold Credential. He is on the board of the Anderson County Rural Water District No. 5, Anderson County Farm Bureau, Anderson County Soil Conservation Service Committee, and faithfully attends Iola First Christian Church. Randy knows the challenges of rural areas firsthand. "For one thing, we need better internet service in rural areas," he said. "Other services are important as well. Almost 20 years ago, our local fire station volunteer team was down to 2 or 3 members," Randy said. "Of course, those fire stations are vital for the protection of families and homes, and it is essential that they be fully staffed when needed. The assistant fire chief asked me to join, so I signed up," Randy said. "My wife asked me why, and I said, somebody's got to do it." That willingness to help would become a hallmark of his ongoing activities. He was later voted as assistant chief. In 2014, after the chief left, Randy became station chief. "We have 1 of 8 fire stations in Anderson County under the County Emergency Management Director," Randy said. "We work really well together," he said. A recent major improvement was a new fire station building. The old one had been the school bus barn at the former elementary school, and that building was not well suited for modern fire trucks. "There's a lot more training provided for firefighters today," Randy said. "Safety and effectiveness are our goals," he said. When the local hospital offered the firefighters free first responder training, Randy participated. He is now a certified emergency medical technician and responds to calls all over the county. His nomination stated that many people have appreciated his calm presence in emergency situations. "I get the satisfaction of knowing I'm helping the community," Randy said. "It makes the community a better place to live," he said. That's the kind of spirit that makes rural America great. Randy's farm is located 3 miles south of the rural community of Welda, population 129 people. Now that's rural. We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. We commend Randy Bunnell and all community volunteers for making a difference in their communities with the way they are living and giving. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.